you know, recently the Finney County, and this would be more on their side, is has available to it federal money dispersed through the state governor's grant office, SPARC funds, and I believe approximately $11 million. And so we were we had attended a Finney County Commission meeting last Monday, where they presented a firm that would be administering, helping Finney County administer those. Haven't learned a lot since. It's our understanding we'll have meetings today or this week, but those haven't been scheduled yet to meet with that firm to understand better criteria and eligibility of expenses, not only related to those things which the city or let's say the school district or the college, expenses that we've incurred in direct response to COVID-19 up until this point, but also looking forward between now and, again, our understanding is the end of the year, what might be things that we would undertake or services that would be required or expenses that would be endured to respond to some resurgence. And so there's some categories on there. Communication is one, childcare is one, and some priority areas that have been established, I believe, at the state level. And so I know Finney County's been working on some ideas related to that. I know that the school districts and the cities, once we have an opportunity to hear from the outsourced administrator of those funds, what the criteria are, that we'll be able to align some of the things that we have going on with those and perhaps be eligible for some funding assistance. So we look forward to those meetings when they happen, and hopefully the collective effort of those public agencies in using the SPARC money will really be able to put out some infrastructure or some strategic programming that would be of significant help to this community when and if we see some resurgence, and that could provide some lasting benefit as well, and a way to kind of tee up and complete some things that might have otherwise taken a long time to complete and a lot of expense to complete. It's my understanding there will be future waves of SPARC money available. The additional phases, those may be administered at the state level. Those may be open to public and private sector applications as well. So we look for the city will look for opportunities as those come out to recover any funds that are related to COVID. There's been some funds through the Department of Justice as well that have helped with some of the police response, and those have certainly come in handy. So I think that's probably got it covered. Just to say that certainly between federal funds, state funds, or state oversight of federal funds that are block granted to them, or locally administered funds like the CDBG revolving loan or the city's utility relief that we gave to utility customers back in the spring. I think there's a lot of resources that are being redirected, freed up, and spent, and some balances spent down to try to keep local economies and then state economies and then overall the federal economy afloat during the pandemic.